Historic mining pollution in Butte Silver Bow is well known to residents, in part because of Butte's long-standing status as a Superfund site. But current mining operations may also impact human health, according to two new studies that have recently been released. KBMF's Daniel Hogan and Dave Hutchins have both done reporting on the work of Dr. Katie Haler and Dr. Suzanne McDermott, two scientists who are both tracking the human health impacts of historic and current mining practices in Butte. How does current mining in the Continental Pit impact human health? Some in the Greeley neighborhood of Butte are concerned that these new scientific studies are uncovering some important findings and may point to gaps in how we monitor air quality in the Summit Valley. Ed Bandarab, president of the Greeley Neighborhood Community Development Corporation, is asking the Butte Silver Bow Chief Executive and Council of Commissioners to commission a study to determine if airborne metals from active mining pose a health risk to Butte Silver Bow citizens. He says Greeley's proximity to the mine is unique, first of all.
We talked to DEQ and we're the only neighborhood or only open pit mine basically in an urban environment in Montana.
Mr. Bandarab is asking the local government to look into issues raised by the recent studies of Dr. Haler and Dr. McDermott.
So what we're asking are three things. Number one, determine, do we have a health hazard problem from the metals contained in the airborne dust blowing into our community, our neighborhood? Two, if we have a problem, then we need to establish a standard for controlling the airborne metals. Now, our situation is that the Clean Air Act of the state of Montana only requires DEQ to analyze particulate matter that is 2.5 microns or less. And that is all, they only analyze it for organic components. So what happens is when they filter out everything above 2.5, they filter out the major portion of the metals.
What he's referring to there with PM 2.5 and PM 10 are the sizes of particulate matter monitored in air quality studies. 2.5 micrometers or smaller is considered a fine particle, where 2.5 all the way up to 10 micrometers are considered coarse dust particles. A coarse dust particle is still less than the width of a human hair, but can cause irritation of the eyes, coughing, reduced lung function, asthma attacks, and even premature death with prolonged exposure. John Rolich is manager of Butte Silver Bow's Environmental Health Division, which conducts food safety inspections, oversees septic and sanitation compliance, and monitors air quality.
Our other program is also the air quality program, and we are monitor for both PM10 and PM2.5 for mass concentrations, and also have done some speciation studies on 2.5. And our air quality program is governed by an ordinance that regulates wood smoke, and we've had some different programs during the time. We've had our wood stove changeout program. So our goal on that is to educate the public and reduce the emissions of PM2.5.
Mr. Bandarab of the Greeley Neighborhood Community Development Corporation says that monitoring for organic PM2.5 is not sufficient for their neighborhood and is asking for the local government to commission a more extensive study of air quality in the Greeley. He says the purpose would be
to find where the hot spots are throughout the community as far as airborne metals, and then to set an obtainable standard. We don't want to put the mining out of business. That's not our objective. To set an, find an obtainable standard for the PM10 particulate matter and total suspended particulate matter.
When I asked him how urgent he thinks this issue is, Mr. Bandarab feels the matter of airborne metals in the Greeley neighborhood has become a matter of life and death.
The one study that has been done indicates that we have about 22 deaths a year, more than we should have, or more than what would be I guess, what was found in all other counties in Montana. So economically, the ramifications are great. But if you want to talk to the friends and family of those 22 people that were basically killing off, extra people were basically killing off every year, they might consider it to be urgent.
Mr. Bandarab says the local government has thus far been responsive to his concerns, and he's appreciative. John Rolich at the health department says they just don't have enough information at this point to call a public meeting or even to determine what specifically they should be studying.
I mean, we've had some preliminary studies with Dr. Heller's study with metals in total suspended particulates and also PM10. We are just beginning to address those concerns. We understand the Greeley School's neighborhood's concerns, and we understand what their concerns are. So, I mean, we are just initially looking at what can be done for that. There will be a lot of investigation on that.
We'll have more as the story continues. For KBMF, I'm Clark Grant.